Weather conditions during the weekend across most of the Midwest were almost ideal, with a good mix of rain and sunshine occurring and temperatures mostly in a seasonable range, but did turn cooler than usual as we finished out the period. Started off with temperatures in the 70s and 80s early in the weekend and ended up mostly in the 70s with some lower 80s. We are looking at an environment here that will continue to be favorable for many areas across the Midwest this week. Temperatures will continue to be 70s and lower 80s this week, at least the first half of the week, and then turning more seasonable as we move towards the latter part of the week and into the weekend. Temperatures then will likely be more into the 80s at that point, maybe even see some temperatures back up around 90 degrees late in the period, maybe over the weekend in particular. Showers and thunderstorms did occur during the weekend with a highly varying amount of rainfall. Some pockets of 2-inch plus amounts occurred in portions of Indiana as well as some areas in portions of Michigan. It looks like quite a few areas across the eastern Midwest reported amounts running anywhere from 3/10 of an inch upwards to an inch, and some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches. So it was an active weekend. You get out into parts of Illinois and northwestern Indiana, western parts of Michigan, the precipitation was not nearly as significant, and even more on the absent side in the western Corn Belt. Many areas from Kansas to the Dakotas were left dry. The same is true for western Missouri, western Iowa, and western portions of Minnesota. Now, as we go through this next several-day period, the same general theme is going to prevail because a low-pressure center aloft is going to be located over the heart of the Midwest. That means that the western Corn Belt will continue in a net drying mode with very little precipitation of significance expected. At the same time, scattered showers and thunderstorms prevail across portions of Ohio and Indiana and portions of both Kentucky and Michigan. As we move out into the second half of this week, the trough of low pressure will show some signs of weakening. The rainfall will become a little less significant and will likely see more drying occur over a larger portion of the west and central portions of the Midwest. The outlook for this weekend into next week is for a drier biased environment to occur for a little while. Totally dry is not likely. We will still see showers and thunderstorms in many areas, but the warmer temperatures will help to counterbalance some of the precipitation, and an opportunity for net drying will occur in quite a few areas across the region. Remember, now, it doesn't rain significantly in the western Corn Belt most of this week, and with temperatures warming themselves back up into a near to slightly warmer than normal mode by the weekend, the drying rates will be accelerated, and concern over the pockets of dryness in the west might begin to build. As we move into next week, the odds are fairly good that we'll see a ridge of high pressure building up more strongly and more significantly over the Rocky Mountain region and portions of the High Plains region. That should force a northwesterly flow pattern back across the Midwest again during the middle to latter part of next week. And if that occurs, we'll be right back into the same general theme that we are in right now, where we have showers mostly in the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, while the west, or especially the southwest, is left generally dry. The temperatures next week will still have a warmer bias, especially in the western portions of the Corn Belt and also in the plains and the delta. We expect to see good response from the crops because of the weather pattern over this next 10 days to 2 weeks, with the only exception being in some of those westernmost areas where it could get a little bit too dry. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.